From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In testimony today before Congress, FBI Director Robert Mueller confirmed his agency has opened a preliminary investigation into how J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's biggest bank, lost at least $2 billion buying corporate debt. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Mueller gave few details of the probe.
FBI Director Mueller was pressed by Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal at a Judiciary Committee oversight hearing on the FBI's probe of J.P. Morgan.
Can you talk at all about the timing of that investigation?
Well, all I can say is we've opened a preliminary investigation, and as you would well know, having been in this business for a long time, it depends on a number of factors.
Mueller gave no further details other than to say the focus of any ongoing investigation would be on information also available to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Senator Blumenthal, who's a former state attorney general, urged Mueller to act swiftly, saying the FBI's reputation is at stake. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic made a defiant thumbs-up gesture as he entered the courtroom for the first day of his war crimes trial. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports he faces charges of crimes against humanity and genocide for his actions in the Bosnian War of the 1990s.
The 70-year-old Mladic, who refused to enter a plea, is a shadow of the strutting general who terrorized Muslims and Croats, but his pugnacious arrogance seems intact. When a woman whose son, husband, and brothers were killed in the massacre of Srebrenica stared at Mladic, the defendant stared back and made a throat-slitting gesture. The presiding judge called a brief recess. Video footage from the time showed Mladic in Srebrenica mingling with Muslim prisoners shortly before some 8,000 men and boys were massacred. Prosecutor Dermot Groom screened footage of bodies piled up on city streets and said there can be no doubt that Mladic controlled the shelling of Sarajevo. Mladic has dismissed the charges as monstrous. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
President Obama presented the Medal of Honor to the widow of an Army specialist from Pennsylvania who died in combat in Vietnam. Specialist Leslie H. Sabo Jr. awarded the honor for heroic actions he took when his platoon was ambushed by North Vietnamese forces in 1970. He grabbed an enemy grenade, tossing it away, and then threw another grenade into a bunker at close range, killing himself and enemy forces. Nation's home builders were busier in April, and building permits considered a key barometer of future strength in housing moved higher. PNC economist Stuart Hoffman says still full recovery for the housing market is a few years off.
We have a long way to go. I think it would be several years, 2014 or 15, before you might see housing starts back well above a million.
Commerce Department says housing starts rose 2.6% last month. Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 33 points to close at 12,598. The Nasdaq lost 19 points. The S&P 500 fell 5 points. This is NPR. Greece has appointed a senior judge to act as a caretaker for the country's government for a month amid the ongoing political crisis there. Political uncertainty continues to worry Greece's international creditors and many Greeks themselves, who pulled some 900 billion euros from banks amid fears of a possible pullout from the European Common Currency. Worries about the situation in Greece have also had an effect on global financial markets. New research indicates people who drink coffee may live longer than people who don't. NPR's Rob Stein explains more about the research, which is being published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
The study involved more than 400,000 middle-aged and elderly Americans. The more coffee they drank, the less likely they were to die during the 13 years researchers followed them. Those who consumed at least 2 or 3 cups a day were 10% to 15% less likely to die than those who didn't drink Java. When the researchers looked at specific causes of death, coffee drinking appeared to cut the risk of dying from heart disease, lung disease, strokes, injuries, accidents, diabetes, and infections. The researchers stressed that they can't be sure there is a cause and effect relationship here, and even if it is true, they have no idea why. But the researchers noted that coffee contains more than 1,000 compounds, including some that may have some health benefits. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Researchers from Brown University and Harvard say they've succeeded in an experiment in which a paralyzed woman has been able to use her mind to control a robotic arm. Researchers say the woman is one of two quadriplegics testing the new technology. She had a small chip implanted in her brain that sent signals to a computer, which then sent commands to the arm. Latest findings are published in the journal Nature and could one day help paralyzed people use their own limbs. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.